Well, I'm sure you've heard this week some details about the latest as far as the Mount Lyell mine is concerned. We're all wondering whether, when and if it's going to open in the next little while. But there has been some news to come out, so I invited the mayor along to have a chat about it and see if we can get something from his viewpoint. So thank you for joining us, Shane Pitt. And what was the first you knew about it?
Yeah, thanks, Cameron. Yeah, well, I guess it was late last year, we were informed that New Century Resources were going into a deal with Vedanta for acquisition of the Mount Lyell mine over a two-year period. So they got 2 years to work out whether it was viable to continue operating the Mount Lyell mine. And recently, as of yesterday, or the day before yesterday, New Century Resources made a stock exchange announcement saying that they're into their study at the moment, and it looks like that it's a viable option for them to continue the mining of the Mount Lyell copper mine.
Which is good news. I mean, but the thing is, I mean, is there any indication that, you know, because we've waited a long time and then there's things that have come up to say, okay, oh, well, this sounds promising, maybe they'll open it again, and then that's fallen by the wayside. Is there anything that says specifically that, okay, this is for real this time, do you think?
Oh, I believe it is. Given the track record of New Century Resources, they're only a new company, only formed in 2017, when they started reclaiming the tailings at the Century Zinc mine up in central Queensland.
Yes.
And they've made a real go of that and made that profitable. So I believe that, you know, this Australian company, which is good to see that it is an Australian company.
Yeah, absolutely.
Put their, put everything on the line to look at taking over the historical Queenstown Mount Lyell copper mine. So, which is good to see that this is a young company with some very highly respected people in that company. So, I believe that they're certainly going to give it every shot that they can to make sure that this. This mine's opened up again.
Have there actually been people up on the mountain there actually investigating it all? Because I thought I heard something about them, discovering something.
Yeah, no, they've been up there. They've had a crew up there. And, of course, they've always had the care and maintenance crew up there for Vedanta. But now I guess they're working for New Century as well. But, New Century have put a team together who are looking at the study on the reopening, how, what and where they're going to do. And the latest stock exchange report that they put in highlighted that, you know, the operation that has been running for so long, the recovery is over 90%, which is good. You know, that's in mining terms, for recovery that high is means that the processing that they're using is working. And, you know, they're looking at some upgrades there as well, which will assist with the technology to improve probably the running costs and the maintenance costs of that.
Yes.
Which will make it even more beneficial for them.
Yes.
And given the fact that, you know, Tasmania, our energy here is all green, so that also assists with with the operation as well. And, you know, they've also, when they first started talking about this, this project was looking at reclaiming the tailings as well. I'm not sure how far down the track they are with that, but that's another option that they'll certainly be looking at. And, you know, it also highlights the, and talking to the managing director, that they've always, they're one of them companies that will be looking at the historical environmental issues that this mine has had over the years.
Yes.
And how they can remedy some of them historical environmental problems that Mount Lyell faced with the mine acid drainage from the rock dumps, and even the water coming out from the mine now, which goes to tailing. So, you know, that's all good prospects for the environment on the West Coast.
Yeah, no, it is good. In terms of maintenance, has there been any report about what they need to do to get the mine up to safety standard and that sort of thing? Because I would think there'd be a bit to do.
Well, I think the state government put a fair bit of money into it recently to do a lot of the rehab underground to assist with the rehab with Vedanta. So I'm not sure exactly what needs to be done underground, but the report that they did have recently was that they'll be able to access the ore body that they're looking at mining from existing workings, existing excavations underground. So, you know, that's probably a good benefit that says that, you know, means that a lot of that area must be in pretty good nick for them to be able to go and access this ore body. With regard to the other parts of the plant, well, there was some discussions that they had in there that they'll improve some of that, change some of it, but there is enough room there for them to do all this,
excellent,
what they want to do without having to pull the old plant down straight away. So, yeah, no, it sounds pretty promising.
Yeah, it does. Mm. So, I mean, we none of us can put a timeline of actually when it'll open, but what is a feasible time, do you think?
Oh, well, you've got to be looking at a couple of years, I think. You know, and recently discussions were had around their workforce being a residential workforce.
Yep.
That's what they hope they'll be able to employ and house, accommodate most of the people in on the West Coast. And I guess that highlights another issue we have got on the West Coast is housing.
Yes.
You know, we have an issue with housing, not just in Queensland, but right across the West Coast. And, you know, council have done our part to try and find some vacant properties. We've allocated some of our vacant properties to different people, different organisations for social housing in the past, but we've run out of that property, I guess, and but we've also been to the state government, to the minister, trying to find some, whether the Crown has got some Crown land out there that they'll be able to release for developers for housing. So, you know, we're still advocating that there is Crown land available on the West Coast that the government should be able to release. Whether they give it to council to start with, and then we go out and look at for a developer to develop that area for housing, you know, that's something. Unless we've got that land, there's not much we can do at this stage. So we'll continue to advocate with the minister, and I guess the ministers keep changing all the time in their portfolios.
They are at the moment.
But you know, we'll continue to advocate with the minister for state growth and make sure that we can that. You know, we keep them on their toes to find some land out there that may be available.
Yeah, good. Okay. All right, well, let's just get to what it means for the community. The first question I have, a lot of people are asking, will locals be employed?
Oh, I reckon they will, yes. And, as I just mentioned, that New Century Resources want to see a residential mining crew. So they want people to live in the community. So those people that are living here on the West Coast will certainly probably have the first option. But that's something that New Century Resources will look at. And I guess, you know, if the right people are there, they'll certainly be looking at them people.
Yep.
You know, I think the biggest problem we're going to have on the West Coast is, well, it's right across the West. It's not only the West Coast, but it's Tasmania.
Yeah.
Workers.
Yeah.
Where are we going to find them? Yeah. Like, there's a big shortage of workers on the West Coast at the moment. You know, even though we've got a high unemployment rate, we've still got a lot of jobs out there that can't be filled.
Yes.
So, you know, it's one of them things that I guess we need to be careful of, that we don't, you know, these mines open up and then we haven't got enough workers for them.
Yeah, well, that's right.
And then they have to bring people from outside the community.
Yes.
So, you know, they'll do their best to, I guess, to make sure they employ locals, which is what we want to see.
Yeah.
And, you know, even if the locals aren't here, if we'd like to see people move into the community. So that, you know, that makes, that helps all our different organisations in the community as well, our football club and, you know, basketball clubs, hockey, all them, you know, sporting organisations and our volunteer organisations. The more people we see into the community, the more benefit these community organisations get from people that may be able to join up and be part of them organisations.
And I think it'll probably boost the tourism as well with people coming down here because they want to see the mine working again, I guess.
Yeah, I reckon, yeah, possibly will do. Yeah, there will be, especially there'll be a lot of, in the first couple of years, there'll be a lot of contractors and that come in for the construction part of the mine. So, you know, there will have to be some construction work going on to rehabilitate the infrastructure that they've got there to be able to mine. So, we'll see a lot of people moving in and out, and they'll bring their families down for a look as well, especially if they're here for an extended period of time.
Yes.
So I believe it probably you're right there. I reckon we will see a continued tourist industry influx as such. You know, we normally see our tourist numbers drop off after Easter, but, you know, maybe that may not be the way this year. In the next couple of years, we might see that continue on.
Yeah.
And especially with the mountain biking, we hope that that the mountain biking will extend the tourism period right through winter as well. Yeah.
That would be perfect. I think if we can get that hand in hand, it'd be really good. I mean, obviously the mine for years and forever really was known as having, you know, providing for the community at large, whether it be for business and that sort of thing. It probably won't be the same as what it was with that legacy, but how do you see it influencing the local businesses?
Oh, I believe that, as I mentioned before, New Century Resources are pretty committed to the West Coast. They're committed to Australia. So, you know, I believe that they'll, wherever they can, they'll use local businesses to supply what they need. You know, as in the past, it wasn't like the old Mount Lowell days where Mount Lowell Mining and Railway Company more or less run the town.
Yes.
You know, we've got to realise that these are private companies that run these mines now, and well, I guess Mount Lowell was too, but they had a more part of the community. But you know, we'd like to see New Century Resources be part of our community, which I believe they will be. We've all, at the moment, the way they're talking, they want to be part of the community and deal with the council and be part of, I guess, rebuilding the West Coast. Mm. As of, you know, like most of the mines on the West Coast, they like to do their little bit for the community. And we're working with TMEC as well to make sure that we can expand the work that the mining industry does for the West Coast.
Yeah. No, it sounds really exciting, and there's real hope for the future in this. So, look, thank you for coming in and talking about it from your perspective. And, I just certainly look forward to hearing more about it in the future. I'm sure we all are as the whole thing continues to progress. So, thanks for joining us today.
Yeah, no, thanks, Cameron. Yeah, it's always been something the council have always hoped that, you know, one day that the mine would open, and it's good to see that there is another operator there that's willing to have a go at it, which is really good to see. You know, we can see that there's a lot of benefit.
Mm.
I guess the good thing that it has done this little bit of a period of where it has not been operational as a operating mine is that it's allowed the Queenstown community especially to branch out and to change the geographics of our industries in Queenstown especially, but not only in Queenstown but the West Coast. So it's allowed us to diversify our community with the arts coming in as well.
Yes.
And especially tourism and adventure tourism, I must say, so, which is something we've, as the council, believe that, you know, the West Coast can be the tourism, adventure tourism capital of Tasmania.
Yes.
So, you know, we're out there. We'll be promoting this area, as that's what we want to see, as, you know, the major draw card for the West Coast in tourism will be adventure tourism. So, which is another, you know, feather in our cap, I believe, and
absolutely
into the future, it should see us go really well.
Yep. Yep, couldn't agree more. Excellent. Well, look, thank you. We do appreciate your time, and we'll see you tomorrow for Mayor on Air.
Okay, thanks, Cameron.
Good on you. There we go. That is our Mayor, Shane Pitt, joining us this morning in relation to the, well, the news about the Mount Lyell mine. It seems to be all full steam ahead for the future. There's some really positive things to come out there, so excellent. West Coast 7XS coming up next. We'll play Ice House for you, and then it's the latest news at 7XS.